Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Friday, January 8th, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And we've got a lot to talk about, a lot going on in the world here. The lovely Lady Claire will not be joining us today. She is taking some time away from the radio show and the website to work on a new music project. And she's in the office across the hall right now, pounding away on the notes and the rest of whatever it is that she's doing over there. So Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And what we're going to do is what we normally do the rest of the week. I'm going to do news until I run out of news, and then we're going to open up the phone lines and let you have your comments and questions and opinions and observations. So let's get right on into it here. Now, the corporate media is really pounding on this horrendous intrusion into the U.S. Capitol building, and they're really trying to, you know, make it sound like it was really momentous. But the fact of the matter is, this is not the first time this has happened. It's not even the second time. There have been six other times there have been breaches of the U.S. Capitol building. I mean, it's easier to get into the Capitol building than to get into Google's headquarters here. The first invasion happened during the War of 1812 when the British occupied Washington, D.C. and partially burned the Capitol, and reconstruction took about 4 years. Then in 1914, a German professor, Erich Munter, detonated a bomb in the reception room of the Senate in an effort to stop American support of the Allies. And the following morning, Munter tried to assassinate J.P. Morgan Jr. And then committed suicide. In 1954, four Puerto Rican nationals shot 30 rounds from the ladies' gallery of the House of Representatives chamber, demanding Puerto Rican independence from the United States. And they wounded five representatives, and they were thrown in prison until President Jimmy Carter pardoned them in exchange for the release of American CIA agents held in Cuba. And then in 1971, remember the Weather Underground? They were the bad guys of the day, and just as phony as Antifa is today here. But the Weather Underground set off a bomb on the ground floor of the Capitol to protest against U.S. involvement in Laos. Then in 1983, there was another leftist bombing when the terror group Armed Resistance Unit set off a bomb outside the office of Senate Minority Leader Robert Byrd. And they were protesting the invasion of Grenada. And then on 1998, Russell Eugene Weston broke into the Capitol and took the lives of two Capitol Police officers. His motive remains unknown here. And we're seeing this double standard that's out there where, you know, other storming of parliaments have been good. Storming of our parliament is bad here. Remember when Yeltsin stormed the Russian parliament building with army tanks? You know, the U.S. government was cheering him on. This was almost 20 years ago. And news piece after news piece put the rally organizers' attendance estimate in the headline, pointing out the participants had braved extreme weather to attend and humanized the protesters by reporting on the white ribbon symbol, their chants, placards, and so forth and so on. Now, more recently, or last year, on May 31st, remember there was a Black Lives Matter siege on the White House. And more than 60 Secret Service agents were injured protecting Trump in the aftermath of the George Floyd rioters. And apparently Chris Evans, the actor who portrays Captain America in the Avenger movies, injected himself into the debate surrounding the events of last Wednesday and said, you know, just think of the carnage had they not been white. And okay, so I mean they're playing the race card on this whole thing. And again, getting on back to those Black Lives Matter Antifa riots, you know, Kamala Harris celebrated them on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and was saying, you know, this is a movement; they're not going to stop. And so she thought it was a really good thing that they were out there burning businesses and so forth. Now, here, this is a story from grabbing.com, and they've put together a video montage of 38 corporate media excuses for the rioting that took place in Baltimore. And they would begin all these stories with, you know, there's never an excuse for violence, but, and then they would go on through and say, oh, you know, it's the mass unemployment, it's white supremacy, it's this, and, you know, they're justified in doing what they're doing. So the media's double standard and hypocrisy is fully on display. So they have the police have arrested about 100 people, the protesters. They've put out a wanted montage for some of the other people who got into the Capitol building. I noticed that Viking Man didn't make the cut. His picture is not there, which raises suspicions as to who he really represented there. And prosecutors are talking about jail time. And unfortunately, Trump's Monuments Act is going to backfire. Now, he basically wrote that targeting Black Lives Matter for tearing down all the monuments and statues and placards across the country. But the same law now applies to the people who broke into the Capitol building and caused damage there. And we're looking at 10-year prison sentences. And meanwhile, the Department of Justice has not ruled out the possibility of criminally charging President Donald Trump for supposedly inciting the riot in the nation's capital this last week. Of course, if you go back and you look at his video presentation, he didn't say anything about violence. He said peaceful, 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 peaceful. And we know the violence was engineered by Antifa and various other agent provocateurs here. Now, the mayor of Washington, D.C., pardon me, has extended the current state of emergency until after Inauguration Day. There's concerns there's going to be another huge crowd of Trump supporters on Inauguration Day. Supposedly, there's going to be a regathering of Trump supporters tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with that here. Now, interestingly enough, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan is saying that they were denied permission to send the National Guard to Washington, D.C., that he kept calling and saying, do you want the Guard? Do you want the Guard? And he was told, no, no, no. And it was basically a delay of an hour and a half before they were told they could send the National Guard. So, again, indications they wanted this thing to be out of control for the corporate media cameras. We mentioned something like this, I think it was yesterday here, but apparently ABC News political director Rick Klein came on out with a tweet calling for the cleansing of the Trump movement. He then deleted that tweet and reissued it with somewhat softer language. But it looks like, you know, they're calling for Soviet-style purges out there. You know, to get rid of Trump supporters, his people who believe like him, who think like him, who are nationalists like him. And again, if there's one thing that happened on Wednesday, not just in Washington, D.C., but several state capitals, huge crowds showed up and it had to just absolutely scare the deep state, you know, in a total panic. I mean, this election steal may have put Biden in the White House, but it was a totally botched up job because everybody knows what happened. Polls are showing slightly more than half of Americans know the election was rigged. 30% of Democrats think the election was rigged. So they're out there talking about getting Trump out of the White House. He's only got two more weeks. You know, why the big fuss here? Nancy Pelosi is saying that after the armed insurrection, and by the way, none of the protesters had arms, she's calling for the House to impeach Trump again if Vice President Mike Pence does not remove the president under the 25th Amendment. Now, Pelosi is betraying her ignorance here because the 25th Amendment requires not only the vice president, but the cabinet to all agree that the president is disabled or incompetent and has to temporarily step down here. So they're actually wrong in pushing for that. And the people on the president's cabinet who don't approve of what's been going on here. They've already said, no, they're not going to go along with invoking the 25th Amendment. Trump wants a smooth transition. We're going to make that happen. So they're basically hitting this reality check here over in the Congress, because 2 weeks is probably not enough time to get a meaningful vote on impeachment in. Now, this has nothing to do with the president and his performance. This is about damaging him so badly that he can't rerun again in 2024 like he's already announced he intends to do. And they're absolutely, absolutely not going to allow him to get back into power, because he'll be annoyed with a lot of people here. Now, Nancy Pelosi, again betraying her ignorance, called the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley to ask what was being done to prevent Donald Trump from launching a nuclear attack, saying that Donald Trump has become unhinged. And again, she's displaying her ignorance, because there's something called the two-man rule. And that is, the president cannot launch a nuclear strike all by himself. That's what they call the two-man rule. There has to be a second individual in national command authority who will say, yes, I concur with the president to launch a nuclear first strike. Of course, if we're attacked first, yes, the president does have the authority to launch missiles in return, but that's hardly the act of an unhinged individual here. Michelle Obama is out there and basically, again, condemning President Trump's role in kindling the dangerous and violent protests on Wednesday. And she's calling on the tech giants to permanently ban Donald Trump. They don't want him even reaching out to his fans after he's left office. They're literally trying to wall him up and wall him away from the American people and from his supporters. That's how scared they are of this firestorm that they've started here in the streets of America here. Now, Facebook has already banned Trump's account until at least Inauguration Day. Mark Zuckerberg is out there saying Trump used their platform to incite violent insurrection. No, he never said violent. And he's, you know, against a democratically elected government, ignoring the election fraud. Twitter may come on board with that as well. Now, YouTube has announced they will strike and take down channels posting new videos with any claims about the U.S. election being fraudulent. They've already declared these are all false claims. The election was totally 100% honest and transparent. And you people are just being wacko, tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists. And they're going to take down any videos calling the honesty of the election into question. The policy is effective immediately. So over at blabber.buzz, they're asking a very cogent question. If social media blacklisting of the president is legal, why don't they shut down radical progressives as well? And we know there's been a lot of hate mongering, from the left on social media, but social media seems to be okay with that. Over on Cheryl Atkinson's website, she has an article about this battle going on for our information online, and pointing out this didn't just begin in the weeks before the 2020 election. Those of us who spend a lot of time on the net and the independent media know it's actually been going on for a long time, but it was very low key and most people were not aware of it. Well, they're certainly aware of it right now. Just got a comment from the control room here. So they're concerned about, follow the money. Tens of millions of dollars are being poured into the move to so-called fact check and shape online material. And of course, the money unfortunately has a tendency to get its way. Now, the corporate media is already using Wednesday's disturbance to call for even more internet censorship. And, basically, they're out there saying, well, they want the independent media to go away. We're competition for their advertising dollars. We call them out when they make mistakes and they tell you lies like Saddam's nuclear weapons. And they want to be able to go back to lying to you with impunity because that's where their money and prestige and power and authority come from. You know, selling the government's agenda to an unwary public. Of course, I don't think the public skepticism is going to wane anytime soon. Now, Edward Snowden came on out reacting to the news that Facebook is banning Donald Trump, warning that giving such power to social media platforms is setting a very dangerous precedent, and certainly it is. And he's basically saying this is a turning point in the battle for control over digital speech. And, you know, I'm sure if the social media were banning liberal commentary, they'd be screaming bloody murder. But as long as it's only conservatives who are being censored, they're perfectly happy with it. First Amendment be gosh darned. Now, Donald Trump has said he will not attend Biden's inauguration. And apparently he's flying out of town the day before. So his last flight is going to be on Air Force One here. But he's not going to be at the inauguration. And frankly, I don't blame him one tiny bit. You know, he doesn't want to legitimize Biden's illegitimate presidency here. Now, Mike Pence is going to go to the inauguration. And we don't know exactly what Pence was offered to ignore the obvious fraud, probably something a little bit tastier than what the Supreme Court justices were. But again, you know, you hear all these people saying, oh, well, you know, the courts ruled the evidence was, you know, not valid. They never looked at the evidence. Not once in all the lawsuits that were brought, every single one, the judges used technicalities to avoid. That's why I'm going to call the Supreme Court from now on justices see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil. Now, getting on to COVID-19, Joe Biden is going to release all the available vaccine stock. This is a break from the Trump administration policy of holding back a stock for a second dose. And so Biden is going to basically put that out there and just count on the vaccine manufacturers to make up the shortfall down the road here. Over in Iran, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is prohibiting the importation of any COVID vaccines from Britain or the United States, questioning their efficacy and suggesting developers might be willing to test their drugs on foreign nationals. Well, after the Tuskegee syphilis study, he certainly has grounds for concern. So he basically said imports of U.S. and British vaccines into the country are forbidden. They're completely untrustworthy. It's not unlikely they would want to contaminate other nations. That's what the United States was accusing China of. So it's not an entirely unreasonable suspicion. All right, we're getting mixed signals about this South African COVID variant. Both Scotland and England are justifying their new intensive national lockdowns on the idea that the South African COVID variant is immune to antibody treatments, and yet we're seeing other reports saying that it is no more infectious and just as susceptible to the vaccines as the current strain that is out there. Over in California, Californians are being told to stay within 120 miles of their residence. The only exception is essential travel. And they're saying that you've got to stay within 120 miles of their residence. Now, in the cities, that's not really a problem. In the more rural areas, agricultural areas, rented lips, that may be a little bit more difficult. Over in Great Britain, it's really getting Orwellian out there. Apparently, officers are threatening to fine people 200 pounds just for playing in the snow. And apparently they find some friends for driving 7 miles to go for a walk in the park, claiming their cups of tea counted as a picnic. This is insane here. All right, we got to take a break here for commercials. We're going to be back with more news after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a friendly reminder that as we head into the year 2021, Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continued support so that we can go on bringing information to the public that they need to have to make good choices. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. And, of course, all that contact information is at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. All right, so we're talking about COVID-19, and apparently three physicians have written an open letter to President-elect Joe Biden begging his administration to manufacture and mail free N95 masks to every American to protect against the explosion of what they're now calling the super COVID. You know, it's, you know, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's super COVID. And that's, of course, going to be very expensive, but whoever owns stock in the companies that are making these N95 masks are going to get much richer than they already are. Little bit of common sense breaking out in South Carolina. They're considering legislation that would ban mandatory vaccines statewide. You would have to voluntarily accept it. And if you didn't want to, you know, you don't have to. We heard yesterday other resolutions are being passed to prevent discrimination on the basis of your vaccine status, which I think is a very good thing as well. Our local church actually has been calling people and saying they're going to arrange for vaccines to be available to the church members. Claire bowed out because she's got allergies and common sense. You know, I'm not going to let that needle in anywhere near me here. All right. There's a little story coming out of, greatgameindia.com. And according to a peer-reviewed study published in a respected journal, Bill Gates' DTP vaccine killed 10 times more African girls than the disease itself. Apparently, the vaccine compromised their immune systems, and apparently no previous study on this was done. And Bill Gates and the Vaccine Alliance and World Health Organization pushed the vaccine on unsuspecting African babies. We've seen this before. Back in 1976, the swine flu vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the swine flu itself did. Now, the DTP vaccine is one of the combined vaccines against diphtheria, whooping cough, and tetanus. And one of the problems you have with combined vaccines is they're initially tested separately. Clinical trials are separate, but they don't know how these vaccines interact with each other once they're mixed together. Anyway, again, another disaster, a vaccine disaster over in Africa. We have been hearing stories about how Israel is trying to interfere with the Palestinians getting the COVID vaccine. But it turns out the Palestinians aren't that upset because they're afraid the Israelis are going to use COVID vaccine as a covert means to sterilize them. And we have seen that done before, also in Africa. So they're basically saying, well, we'll take our chances with the disease here. Now, South Korea, this is an interesting story. South Korean researchers have designed an inflatable negative pressure ward for isolating and treating patients with infectious diseases like COVID-19. And it's really a very cool design. There's an inflatable outer frame that's obviously positive pressure to hold it up, but the inner chamber is kept at a lower than atmospheric pressure. So if there's a leak, no pathogens can get out. So it's got this unique ventilation system that creates both positive and negative pressure at the same time. And they're saying basically it will cost a fifth of the price of building a conventional hospital ward. So very clever of them for doing that. Okay, story coming out of Tethasta.com here. Apparently, in Surbiton, there is a fake vaccine fraudster who injected a woman, 92 years old, in southwest London and charged her £160 for it. And police are desperate to find this guy because, you know, his victims all think they've been vaccinated. There's an obvious concern there. Over in California, they've restricted EMS services because they have a shortage of oxygen. And again, socialism at work. There's always shortages and a two-class system of haves and have-nots. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man.
Welcome back to our show here. And earlier in this week, I made a comment about how mammograms were found to be causing more cancers than they detected because of the exposure to x-rays. And they, you know, for a while they were saying you should get a mammogram every single year. And they finally realized that was actually not a very smart thing to do here. But it looks like there's a new technology on the horizon, courtesy of a company called Optosonics in Oriental, North Carolina. And what they do is they're using what's called the photoacoustic effect, which is the generation of sound from light absorption, and they create high-resolution 3D images of the network of blood vessels inside the breast tissue. And the idea is that because tumors induce the creation of additional blood vessels, there's going to be a brighter spot and more vessels obviously feeding into the mass. And so there's no radiation involved. There's no compression of the breasts involved. So good job. You know, they're making some good progress out there. All righty. Getting on to the economic news here. After all the fuss about whether it was going to be $2,000, $1,200, or $600. Apparently, the IRS is saying that some taxpayers aren't going to get the second payment. So they're not even sending it out to all the people who got the first payment. You know, if you unfortunately, the payment website over at the IRS is unreachable. Meanwhile, there's another story. I mean, just how badly they have botched this. Apparently, the IRS sent millions of stimulus payment direct deposits to the wrong bank accounts. And it's just a huge, huge mess over there. Now, one of the things that we're going to see under the encroaching liberalism is an increase in taxes, because that's, you know, as night follows the day, that's what happens when the Democrats have power. And businesses in New York are looking at a $9 billion with a B dollar tax increase. And this is on top of the financial hardships caused by the pandemic and the lockdowns and the masks. And it's like, you know, what more can they take away from us? We, you know, we're down to the bare bones. Our skeletons have already been picked clean. Now, JP Morgan is predicting that Bitcoin could rise as high as $146,000. They are withholding comment on silver. And so, again, you know, you should have some metals in your portfolio here. Getting to the international news here, the European Union is maintaining its engagement with all of Venezuela's political actors, including Juan Guaido and other representatives of the National Assembly elected in 2015, which is still the subject of much debate down there. But the EU is not treating Guaido as president of Venezuela. They're maintaining cordial relations. But again, Venezuela's election was as crooked as our recent one here. Iraq has issued an arrest warrant for Trump over the Soleimani killing. They issued it yesterday in connection with the killing of the Iranian general. It was issued by a judge in Baghdad's investigative court tasked with probing the Washington-directed drone strike that killed Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Mohandas, according to the court's media office. They were killed outside the capital's airport last January, year ago. So, of course, I don't think we have an extradition treaty with Iraq, and I seriously doubt the United States. I don't know. Nancy Pelosi would. Nancy Pelosi would crate up Donald Trump and ship him to Iraq, you know, if she had the chance to do that. Meanwhile, over in central Mali, about 100 civilians have been killed in airstrikes in that country. I don't know what this horrible addiction to war and violence is. All righty. Now, there has been some tantalizing photos of China's new stealth bomber was shown in a video. It was mostly covered by a giant tarp. The shape is very reminiscent of the American B-2 stealth bomber. They probably copied a lot of the design features. But China is modernizing its forces with stealth fighters and hypersonic weapons. Now, late last year, China was expected to unveil the Xi'an H-20 supersonic stealth bomber, doubling the country's striking range. It didn't happen, but apparently they're starting to tease with videos about what's going on. Speaking of videos, there's another video we have linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and it's basically a demonstration video of the Russian super burst gun. It fires 10,000 rounds per minute, and, you know, heavy caliber, and they basically fired a bunch of missiles at a submarine, and the Russian super burst gun picked them all off before they could reach the targets. That's a very, very impressive piece of hardware there. Now, the commander overseeing our nation's nuclear arsenal is in high dudgeon against Joe Biden because Biden is talking about an immediate $1.2 trillion cut from the nuclear weapon modernization program. And so Admiral Charles Richard, the head of Strategic Command, is out there saying you cannot life extend the Minuteman III. We need something new. And in response to China and Russia advancing their nuclear threats toward the United States of America. Let's see. All righty. Joe Biden's nominee for the Department of Homeland Security is likely to get Senate approval. And apparently that's Cuban-born immigrant Alejandro Mayorkas, and he's very much an open borders kind of guy. And apparently he has been involved in delivering green cards to political allies and opposing enforcement of all of the nation's immigration laws. So all of those illegal immigrants lining up at our borders, they knew what was coming here. And we have yet another phony minority exploiting the situation for political gain here. Natasha Lycia Orobanen, who's senior counsel at the Latino Justice Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund, claimed she was Puerto Rican and Colombian. Now, it says that Bannon's family, in fact, arrived in the United States from Ireland, Italy, and Russia, and she was born in Georgia. She's actually a white woman posing as a Latina. Her excuse is she has a right to choose her cultural identity. That's the newest excuse. We have, you know, instead of transgenderism, it's transculturalism. So let's all declare ourselves to be the same ethnic group, and there'll be no more ethnic tensions anywhere in the United States of America. By golly, I think I've solved a major problem here. A little word to the wise for those who shop at thrift stores, and that includes Claire and I. Apparently in Virginia, a teenager was killed by a grenade that was purchased at a thrift store. Apparently, somebody had it as a souvenir, didn't realize it was still live, donated it to the thrift store. This kid bought it and unfortunately pulled the pin. So, you know, be very, very careful of anything like that, and make sure that it's actually disarmed, you know, before a bad thing happens here. Getting into the world of computers and so forth, MailChimp has joined the long list of tech companies that are censoring and deplatforming dissent. Now, MailChimp is one of the biggest providers for newsletter services, okay? You basically send them one newsletter and an address list, and they will forward it out without being accused of spamming. Everybody probably receives email sent through MailChimp every single day. But if those emails are coming from conservatives, maybe you won't get them. Apparently, MailChimp has been cutting off access to people who send newsletters that MailChimp staff don't agree with politically. So, again, it is out of control. It is really out of control. There is a spam campaign that targeted over 100,000 users every day over Christmas and New Year's, and it's seen this malware, Emotet, secure its spot as the most prolific malware threat. And the cybersecurity company Checkpoint suggests that Emotet was used to target 7% of organizations around the world during December. Now, Emotet has been active since 2014, and it's regularly being updated by its criminals in order to maintain its effectiveness. Now, the malware started life as a banking Trojan, but it's now much more than that, providing a complete backdoor onto compromised machines, which can then be sold to other cyber criminals to infect with additional malware, including ransomware. It's big business out there. It is really, really big business out there. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Area code 512-248-8252. So call on in and let us know how you feel about all the craziness that's going on. Meanwhile, getting on back to the science news here, SpaceX, their Starship SN9, passed the test of its Raptor engines, signaling they could have a test launch tomorrow, only a month after its predecessor made that unfortunate crash landing and exploded on the launch pad. So I wish them a lot of luck. They're doing really good work over there. And getting on to some other things here. Apparently, Biden is reaffirming his dedication to free community colleges because they are liberal indoctrination centers, which we knew was kind of that way even when I went back to college a long time ago. Edward Snowden is, we talked about him before, Facebook officially silencing the president of the United States. This is a turning point in the battle over digital speech. Now, as the protesters in Washington, D.C. are being identified, they are losing their jobs. And we're talking about like a teacher, real estate agent, attorney. They're suspended or being fired. Now, I don't agree with the ones who committed the violence, but the ones who committed the violence were there to do exactly that, to discredit the peaceful demonstrators. And I don't think the peaceful demonstrators should lose their job over, you know, their First Amendment right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. Now, not a lot of corporate media coverage has been devoted to the Air Force veteran who was shot and killed at the Capitol building. But their corporate media is lionizing this one police officer who was injured when he was hit by a thrown fire extinguisher. And his name and picture are all over the TV. And it's just, oh, it was a, you know, horrible person here. Mortgage rates have hit another record low with a 30-year mortgage at 2.65%. That's just amazing, absolutely amazing. If anybody had any money, we'd be buying houses. Okay. Now, do you remember the photo of the man who was in the Capitol building in Nancy Pelosi's office, and he had his foot up on her desk? He has now been arrested, but apparently somebody looted a bunch of laptops from the Capitol building, including one from Nancy Pelosi's office. We'll see what's going to happen there. Apparently, Dr. Peter Meacher received an oversupply of vaccine and it sat unused. 300 doses sat unused in a freezer for 2 weeks here. Okay, we're going to start taking phone calls now. Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Am I actually online now, Mike?
You're on the air.
Oh, I didn't hear that noise. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So I called when you were mentioning about these idiots want to send N95 masks, you know, to all the people in the United States. Have you ever used one, Mike?
Yeah, we got a box of them when this whole thing first came out. They're very uncomfortable.
Yeah. After about 5 minutes, they all get wet inside. And, of course, as it gets wet, it gets harder and harder to breathe because you're actually plugging up the material. What I've never heard of something so stupid in all my life. They will go unused. It's a total and utter waste of money, and it's not going to stop anything. Period. Up here in Canada and Quebec on Saturday, they're going into a curfew from 8 at night till 5 in the morning. You know, you're not supposed to leave your residence or wherever you
buying,
are. Maybe
who's
you're at
buying
work,
wristwatches
right?
for the COVID virus?
And so where I live, they're going to follow suit in another week, and I know that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, as I've stated before, I'm pretty sure I had it. I know someone else that did. And you know, I don't really care if people believe me or not of whether I had it. And I don't even care if I did or not. What I care about is, do I have the antibodies? That's all I care about, because whatever this is, it's never going to go away, and it's been here for a lot longer than they're saying.
Yes.
It's been here for probably 2 years, if not longer. This, whatever it is, like this super bug. And I think, because I know, you know, I'm starting to really think about how I felt, and it's still like to, right now, it's really affecting my throat. I've never had my tonsils scooped out, and they're inflamed, right? And I had this about 2 years ago, and it lasted for about 2 or 3 months. It was insane.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing, though. It wasn't strep throat or anything like that. But back then, I actually went to see my doctor about it. But he said, you still have your tonsils. So anything that you do that's going to, inflame the inside of your mouth, whatever it is, that could affect it. So, drinking, smoke. I don't smoke. Smoking, that sort of thing, especially smoking.
Hey,
right?
Al, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Going to come right back to you after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Al in Canada, who apparently had COVID-19 for 2.5 months, I think. And if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Well, I don't know if that's what it was. It was about 2 years ago. But I had, you know, a sore throat for a long time.
I misunderstood.
Yeah. But I'm having the same thing now. The exact same thing. And back then, you know, when I went to see my doctor and that, they did a swab and they sent it in and we don't know what it is. What? We don't know what it is. We can give you antibiotics. I said, so what you want to do is soup up my immune system so that whatever this is could become even more, you know, contagious and really hurtful for the community. Now, think about that, Mike.
Yeah.
We adapt to our surroundings, and so do viruses.
Yes.
So does bacteria.
Yes.
So they're putting out these. How long ago did they start this Project Warp Speed?
Well, you know, part of last year here, but there's been concern raised about overuse of antibiotics leading to superbugs.
Well, that's been going on for a long time. Triclosan, they've been putting that in that Zit cream like 35 years ago, and now they're putting it in dish soaps and hand soaps and all that jazz. I was warned about this like 40 years ago from my doctor. You know, when I was a teenager and I did have strep throat and I never finished the antibiotics. And, you know, 3 weeks later, I'm back in there again. Right? He really reamed me out. And he actually explained this sort of thing to me. And a lot of people don't understand this. When you start tinkering with this stuff, you're going to cause adverse reactions to what you're tinkering with. So it could be our DNA, it could be us, or it could be what's attacking us. So you know what I'm submitting right now? That this quote-unquote superbug is a superbug because they started trying to find some way to, I guess, lessen the symptoms of it or whatever because, you know, that vaccination is not a real vaccination. It's not an attenuated virus, right?
It's palliative care.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things. What did Trump refer to them as? Jesus. Something you take if you're sick, right? But it's not going to cure you.
That's all they're promising the vaccine will do is reduce the symptoms if you catch the disease.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what a vaccine is supposed to do.
No. So they're really moving these goalposts, especially with the WHO, that actually redefined what herd immunity means.
Yes.
So, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to see all these little things that they're doing, and basically they've been making this up as they've gone along. And they have been.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. Oh, masks won't help. Well, masks will help. Well, this isn't transmitted through the air. Well, it is transmitted through the air. Well, this can't live on surfaces. Well, it can live on surfaces. If these people actually had an education, they would have known this. And they knew it.
Yeah.
And they did know it. They were being told what to do. It's like all these videos and shit that have come out, even up here in Canada, where our own health minister and this the province that I live in says, you know, they only read what's put in front of them. What?
Okay, well, Al, I got to let you go.
Anyways, Mike, I've had way more than enough time. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, you got it. We got to take a break for station identification. More callers when we come back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.